Sydney is almost over, and we're hurtling towards Christmas. Christmas. You know what the problem is with Christmas? Who has time for it? I mean, really, we're all busy people. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Why Christmas? Here we are. We're standing on the threshold of yet another Christmas. Another year gone by. I'm not sure whether you've ever considered this, but Christmas presents people like me with a big problem, a real problem. You see, the problem is this. Every year, you expect me to come up with a fresh take on Christmas. You don't want me to repeat what I said last year. No, Bernie, we've heard that. Tell us something new. Indeed, tell us something new. And so each Christmas, people like me have to figure out something new to tell people like you about Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. But you see my dilemma. How many new things can one man say about Christmas? We have one of them every year. It's Christmas. Jesus was born, baby in the manger, no room in the inn. And then there were the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and, of course, these wise men from the east. And we all celebrate that by going on a shopping spree. In the West, at least, the success of Christmas is measured by the retail trading figures for December. How many billions did we spend again on Christmas this year? There you go. It's Christmas. What more do you want me to say? So you see my point. We do Christmas as this seasonal thing, and in the Southern Hemisphere, it's wrapped up in our whole summer holiday. In the Northern Hemisphere, well, I don't know. It's cold, I guess, but I've never done Christmas in the Northern Hemisphere. But just stand back with me for a moment and take a global perspective. While we in the West are wallowing in our wealth, billions of people are starving. Billions of people are in poverty and pain and privation. In fact, that challenges me because today, there are more people listening to this program out of their poverty than there are those who have credit cards at the ready to go out on a shopping spree. In fact, today, millions of people listening to this program, well, they must be sitting there wondering, what's Christmas all about? Why? Why Christmas? It's a question you can't answer with a shopping spree or a radio program for that matter. Why? Why Christmas? What do I say to people? What do I say to you? In answering, why Christmas? Well, God's amazing. I can just churn out another series of Christmas pantomime messages, but I'm not sure that'll help anyone. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to make a difference in your life. That's what's been churning around in my heart. The other morning, I was up early at 4 a.m, as I often am. I was preparing for this program, and I looked at an email that came in overnight. It was from the head of our Rwandan ministry, a man called Bubahesi Joseph. He's a good friend. He's received an email from a listener that touched me so deeply, and it helped me to understand Christmas in a whole new way. I'm going to share this email with you from this man in Rwanda who listens to this program word for word, exactly the way he wrote it. Have a listen. He said, I want to pass on my thanks to the team at Christianity Works. For the past 7 months, I've been following Bernie's programs on Radio Rwanda. I'm in my third year of my divorce, but let me tell you, this last year was the worst year of my life. But this past Saturday, I was so touched by Bernie's teaching on God's love to us. I had many teachings on this subject, but no one ever convinced me in the way that I am right now. After this night teaching on Saturday, I realized that I have to reconcile to my wife. Yesterday morning, I was able to pick up a telephone and phone my wife after a whole year of no communication with her. We had a great conversation. As you know, we have a Rwandan proverb, a man doesn't cry. I was crying. My wife was crying too. We ended up forgiving each other and agreed to consider to be reunited as wife and husband again. So, my brothers and sisters, thank you for providing these programs to us and for your prayers. Be encouraged for what you are doing. As I often say, a testimony like that just kind of blows me away. I shouldn't be amazed, but I am. And as I sat there thinking about what Christmas means to each one of us, to the wealthy woman driving her four-wheel drive to the shops to buy presents for her kids, to the mother in a refugee camp in Africa whose daughter's been raped again, to the man whose marriage is falling apart, to the businessman in some wealthy Western city who's climbing his way up the corporate ladder towards an early grave. As I was thinking about what Christmas means to each one of us, this email nailed it for me. We dig a pit for ourselves, each one of us differently. For this man, it was a marriage breakdown. For you and for me, well, who knows? But you know what I'm talking about. We dig a pit for ourselves. And then, when the night seems so incredibly dark, God reaches down into that pit. He reaches down into that pit with his love, a love so great that it compels us to change, a love so great that it brings reconciliation. This man listened to a program on his radio in Rwanda, and some joker from Australia with a funny accent talked about the love of God, and even through that, God reached down into the pit. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. God didn't send his Son into this world to condemn us. He came to save us. See, the love of God saves us. On that night in Bethlehem, God reached into my pit. He reached into your pit. The Bible calls Jesus the Word of God because Jesus is God speaking to us. See, God didn't just stop by sending us a letter. God didn't just stop by sending us an email or a text message. That's not how he sent his word to us. He came himself. He sent his Son, his one and only beloved Son. What a miracle. This little baby in that stable on that night. Little hands, little fingers and toes, born out of his mother's womb into that drafty, smelly stable that night. He cried, he slept, he gurgled, he grew up, he died on that cross for you and for me. See, that's real love. That's God's love. That's God becoming a man, becoming one of us, talking to us in a way that we can see and touch and hear and perceive and understand and receive in a man, in Jesus, the Son of God. Whatever war you and I happen to be living in right now, whatever conflict or pain or loneliness or isolation or injustice we happen to be living through, this love is a love that rings so clearly, so truly through all the noise and the clamour, the sound of the cash registers, the sound of hungry children crying, the sound of bombs exploding. On that night, he gave us his Son, Jesus. And what that man who sent me that email discovered is exactly what God meant him to discover. This love of God that slipped into this world on that night 2,000 years ago is a love that changes our hearts. It's a love that changes our lives. That's why Christmas. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.